In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. What is truth? What is truth? That wasn't originally part of today's reading, but this whole story of Pilate and Jesus cannot be complete without Pontius Pilate's ultimate question. What is truth? Not only is it the last thing Pilate says to Jesus before washing his hands of the matter, it's the ultimate question facing each of us every day. In a world where Christianity has been the dominant force for so many, many years, where terms like Messiah and even King of the Jews are understood to reference Jesus, the Jesus with whom we are all familiar, the Jesus we point to when we say that we are Christian, or when we say that we belong to a church. In that world, Pilate's first question, "Are you the King of the Jews?" is far less interesting. We know the answer to that. Yes, the way it turns out, Jesus is the King of the Jews. I wonder if Pilate was actually curious. I wonder if it mattered to Pontius Pilate what Jesus' answer to that question was. The King of the Jews was no threat to Rome. He was no threat to a man like Pilate, even. Pilate worked closely with the King of the Jews, Herod. If the Jews wanted another king, what did it matter to him? The empire required order and stability, above all. But sometimes order and stability might be served by having these provincial people fight among themselves, kill each other so that the empire doesn't have to do it. And besides, it might be fun to watch Herod squirm while Jesus wrested power away from him. Perhaps Pilate had grown tired of Herod and wanted someone new to lord it over. Either way, curious or not, it is doubtful that Jesus' answer to Pilate's question mattered all that much. This is the King of the Jews. This King of the Jews that Pilate might be a little curious about, he might be a bit bored, but he doesn't really care who the King of the Jews is or will be. But there's a third question, right in the middle between those two. Right after asking, "Are you the King of the Jews?" and before asking, "What is truth?" Pilate asks Jesus, "What have you done?" We know the answer to the first question, yes. Our answer is yes. Whether Pilate knows it or not, Jesus is the King of the Jews. He is the Messiah, at least as far as we are concerned. We know the answer to the first question. And the last question is almost impossible to answer. What is truth? How can we answer that question? In this era when good reporting gets called fake news, when science is questioned, whether about climate change or vaccinations, in that world, asking what is truth becomes a daily part of our lives. If the first question is simple beyond belief, and the last is so complex as to leave us grasping, then it's the second question that becomes most interesting, most compelling. Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done? What have you done? I have testified to the truth. What has Jesus done? He has told the truth. The truth that the kingdom will not be restored, at least not in Jerusalem. The truth that the Romans will not be overthrown. The truth that power and might and winning and riches and gold are not the point. But instead, service and kindness, sacrifice and humility. And love, always love. The truth with love, the power there is in love, the kind of victory that can only come with love. What did Jesus do? He told the truth. Why have they handed you over to me? I have testified to the truth. And it is for telling the truth that the King of the Jews will be hung on a cross. So, how many of you told the truth this week? When Aunt Betty asked about the turkey she cooked, how many of you told her that it was dry as toast? How many of you told the truth when your cousin asked how your job was going? Maybe you told him that life was just okay, even though you haven't been this happy in years, because you knew that he was stuck in a part-time job that he hates. Or maybe you told him that things were great because no matter how hard you work, things never seem to work out. And no matter how many times he messes things up, he always seems to land on his feet. How many of us told the truth this week? It's a tough call when to tell the truth. When the truth will make our relationships better, deeper. When the truth will only get in the way of a perfectly pleasant meal. It's tough to know. Jesus seemed to get it right because he always started with love. Love of God and love of neighbor, the same as he loved himself. Maybe Aunt Betty doesn't need to know how overcooked her turkey was. After all, there's always next year. And really, you only eat at her house once a year anyway. Maybe you could tell your cousin the truth about how hard things have been for you. And maybe you'll discover that things aren't as good for him as they seem. Tell the truth or not. Which one means more love? Which one means less? How did Jesus wind up stripped and bound in the Roman palace? He testified to the truth. He said, sacrifice ought to mean reordering your life around the things that matter most. You can't sacrifice a pigeon you bought at the temple. How could that possibly bring you closer to God? Jesus testified to the truth. The world will tell you to buy a bunch of stuff for a bunch of people, or they won't love you all that much. Worse, they won't know that you love them. I say, love cannot be bought or sold. Jesus says, follow me in the way of love. Don't just call him a king. Even Pilate did that. And then he washed his hands of the whole ordeal. Don't just say that Jesus is a king. Do something about it. How many times do we wind up acting like Pilate? We hang a sign over Jesus' head, and then we crucify him. We stand in a circle at Thanksgiving, holding hands and asking God's blessing on our food. And then we talk bad about our cousin that we never see and hardly ever talk to. How many times do we act like Pilate? Pass the peace with the person across the aisle from us, and then go home and spend our money in ways that we wouldn't want anybody to ever know about. How often do we wind up like Pontius Pilate? Hanging a sign over our Jesus that says, King of the Jews, and then washing our hands and walking away. Well, here's the truth. The truth is, however often we crucify this King of the Jews, however many times we make a mess of our relationships, and however often we pretend that power ought to stand in the place of love, or money in the place of love, or winning in the place of love, or condemnation in the place of love, or anything at all in the place of love. However many times we hang that sign over Jesus' head and leave him up on that cross, Christ, who is the King of love, will always rise again, will always meet us on the way, find us right where we are, break bread with us, and share a glass of wine. However many times we find death, God will raise us with love. Amen.